All right, KX93.5, you're listening to Laguna's only FM station. I'm Zach Churchill, and I'm really excited for what you're about to hear. This is Joy Downer live in studio with her latest single. It's called Plastic Wrap. We've been spinning it. We are the first station to do so, and we're gonna hear it live right here. Then we're gonna chat with Joy and Jeffrey Downer. So let's just get right into it. Plastic Wrap live at our Pearl Street Studios.
Thank you.
Joy Downer live in studio with her latest single, Plastic Wrap. And I'm really excited to have you guys here. Thank you so much for making the trek down from LA.
Oh, we're so happy to do it.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Zach. We're happy to see you again.
Yeah, so just to, for those of you who are listening and just tuning in, I'm here with Joy and Jeffrey Downer. They are my favorite power couple.
Woo!
Oh.
And man, Jeff, you're like a mad scientist, dude.
Yeah, I have my little...
There's 12 things over there.
Yeah. Right? It's almost like a cockpit, you know. At any point, I feel like I could just take right off.
Yeah, your setup is awesome.
Somehow,
man,
I managed to stay grounded.
Well, okay, so that song is just insanely catchy. It's been number one on Hype Machine. Sorry, excuse me.
That's right.
And
it's shocking.
I want to hear a little bit about its backstory. Where did this come from? How did this song come about?
Well, we had a jam one day with our friend Darren Lee Gallo, who's an awesome artist, but apparently also a really brilliant musician as well. So we were jamming, and he was on the keys, and he started playing the do-do-do-do-do-do. And we started doing drums, Jeffrey over there, and then I just became sort of, I'll say loosely, possessed by this like rapping ghost that was like, talk is cheap, and so are you. Like plastic wrap, we see right through. And I was like, what's happening?
It's just one of those moments that just came through.
It poured out. Apparently I had a lot to talk about that
so,
day.
So lyrically, melodically, a lot of the track was done that day. Mm-hmm. And then we didn't revisit the song for probably a few months. And then we reopened it. It just became, I don't know, everything just seemed so clear after having a little bit of space away. And then we put the whole track together, and then everyone was really excited about it, including Darren, and he shot a lovely video for us, which we're still waiting to figure out what our release date is, but any day now, it's coming up. Any week. Yeah, we wish we could say more, but we can't currently, but it's soon.
Okay,
it's
well,
so good.
It's just, you know, you can feel that when you listen to this song that it just came about so organically, and that's the best when a song just reveals itself to you. You know, you don't have to force anything. It's just, you can tell.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's absolutely, it has this, it's perfect for our times, you know? I really do think that it needs to be heard everywhere. So I'm really grateful that you guys chose to debut it here.
Absolutely. We love you guys.
And we love you. And, you know, this is our second time live in studio together. Mm-hmm. You guys came around last year when you had just released Caught in Your Spell. What was the other one I always play?
Stranger Places, maybe?
Yes, Stranger Places. This is off of your Radio Dreamer EP, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, now I'm a radio realitor.
Now you're a radio realitor.
realtor.
You're a radio realtor.
You're just selling airwaves.
And so, I'm so glad you're back.
Oh,
and especially for this song, because when I played it for the first time, Tyler, our founder and, you know, general manager, was outside on his computer in the office, and he never like responds to stuff unless it's, you know, super, it gets his attention in a big way. And as soon as I played it, he came in and asked me what that was so we could put it in rotation.
That's amazing.
So that's when you know you have something special. And we can't wait to see the music video. Is there anything else you can tell us about, you know, the filming process or where it was done or what kind of vibe it is?
Well, we shot it at Siren Studios,
which is a soundstage in LA, and it's kind of set in this really cold, white void of a room. And the only thing I'll mention is that the white void is then, the white void party of cold emptiness is crashed by robotic dancers and just a psychedelic color splashes.
It's and a
I'm
lot
just
of
leave
eye
it
candy.
There.
I cannot wait to see this. Can I get a preview?
Yes.
We'll send you a link. It's private. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But, you know, for our listeners, I highly recommend just following Joy Downer on social media. Make sure you can be there when it's released shortly. Your website's joydowner.com.
Correct.
Instagram.
Joy Downer.
Also Joy Downer.
Joy Downer.
Yep.
All those things.
We've got the monopoly on everything except for Twitter. There was already a Joy Downer who posted only once.
In 2013. So our Twitter handle is Joy with two Y's, Joy Downer, two Y's.
Well, let me just introduce you to my lawyer. I'm sure he can find a way to get that back for you.
Is that your right muscle?
Well, I just started retweeting all of Joy Downer's tweets, and hopefully we'll get her attention somewhere, his or her attention. I don't know if, anyways.
Yeah, we don't judge.
Yeah.
So. Well, I'm sure this is just so track, you know, this is kind of cliche and old for you guys, but sorry, I just drank a LaCroix and I keep having, you know,
just let it out.
It keeps coming up. All right.
Natural.
So Joy Downer is your stage name, but it's your real name. And I love this story because you actually married into that name. Yeah. You know, your maiden name is Bishop. Mm-hmm. And then you married Sir Jeffrey Downer over here. It's the coolest name, and it's a paradox, but it works.
It's right. So funny. I remember thinking I was so obsessed about what my marriage last name would be growing up. And when I met Jeffrey and heard his last name was Downer, I was like, that'll never work. But then I just did it. I'm just super self-destructive.
Okay. I really like your, your dynamic here. And while you were in the restroom, Jeff, during sound check, or right before sound check, rather, I had Joy actually come on air behind your back and say some things about you. I'm going to share them with you later.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm going to share them with you later. But on that happy note, why don't we move on to another live song? I'm kind of excited because you've kind of teased me and led me on to believe that this is a song that you've never really played for anyone before.
This is one of those things where I just wrote it and I'm just excited about it. And it's kind of a slow ballad sort of song. And I just figure, why not?
Why not? I love that attitude. That's how I feel. It's like, who cares if it's even completely done? This is how you really find the heart of a song.
Yeah.
You just play it, even if you're not sure if it's ready.
Exactly. It speaks to me, so I'm just hoping it speaks to someone else. And if not, then they can tune out.
Does it have a title?
Right now, it is titleless.
A working title is Paper Moon.
Okay.
Oh, Paper Moon. I've been calling it Paper Moon. That's correct.
That's better than titleless. Although that has a ring too as well.
Might get me a golf sponsor. Right?
Yes. All right. If you're just tuning in, it's KX93.5. Joy Downer is about to perform a song live in studio, stripped down acoustic. They've never played before. It's a work in progress, working title, Paper Moon. Take it away.
It's a loud chair. I'm gonna stand. Yeah. I've been blowing kisses to the wind. I've been dreaming with my eyes open. Mirror, mirror, had me in a spell. Reflected back the eyes that I tried to sell. Stars up in the sky twinkle and they sparkle, 'cause they crash and collide. Are you on my side? Will you be there when I burn out bright? Leave the lights on, I will be home soon. Turns out it was all a paper moon. Angels lined up in audition rooms. They're trading in their wings for silver spoons. Stars up in the sky, they twinkle and they sparkle, because they crash and collide. Tell me, are you on my side? Will you be there when I burn out bright? Will you be there when I burn out bright? Thank you.
Someday I will crash and I'll collide. I'll be another star up in the sky. Think of me when you look up at night. Picture me leaving on a light. Picture me leaving on a light. Picture me leaving on a light. Oh.
Oh. Joey Downer live at our Pearl Street studio with an unreleased song that was stripped on acoustic. It's Paper Moon is a great title for that, and that is such a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Can you tell me anything about what inspired that?
I don't even know. It just poured out of me one day really easily. I didn't have the lyrics, but I had the melody, and then the lyrics came when I sat down with it pretty easily as well. And I never written a ballad, and I always wanted to, and I did.
And I tried to turn it into a Cure song.
So funny.
Did you?
Drum beats, synths, everything.
It was
but
so wrong.
It became really apparent that it's just supposed to be a ballad.
Well, I really love it.
Thanks.
And that's the kind of thing too, where you're just kind of doing the dishes or hanging around the house, and then you start to hear this beautiful melody wafting through the house, which is one of the many perks of living with the one Joy Downer.
Oh, stop. Keep going.
What's that like being in, you know, you have a kid, you have bills, you have mm-hmm. You have responsibilities and real life commitments, but then you also have this amazing dream and this project that you guys get to be creative together with. And
sure.
What's that like?
Well, I think that because it's just our normal situation, I don't think about it too much, but when people bring it up, I do see it from an outside perspective, and then I realize how lucky we are, and I really do feel so fortunate. And Jeffrey is always kind of, I'll hear a melody and I'll tell him what I'm hearing instrumental wise, and he just knows what to do, which is very cool. And then he does even more with the production.
I think the only thing crazier than us pursuing music as a career, the only thing that would be crazier than doing that is not doing it really for us, right? Because I don't think we could do anything else.
Into a different question.
Well, he was just saying the genesis of what it's like.
I'll
sharing,
take your question. I'll raise you another
sharing
question.
Space.
Do you guys anyways, ever,
along
can you guys write
along.
Together when you're in a fight? Do you ever,
yeah. Well, I write. That's kind of how I process things.
Like we have like makeup songwriting.
Is that cathartic?
That's how I work through stuff. I'm not good at talking about feelings or how I'm feeling. And so I think songwriting, even with that, I don't know if I get it out right, but that's definitely my outlet.
So if you guys haven't, you know, if you're not speaking on speaking terms, you'll be like, Jeff, I have a song for you. Go listen to it and then come in. Then we'll be fine. Once you hear my song, you'll know how I'm feeling.
The best part is that he'll be playing something, and if I'm mad, I'll go in there and I'm singing stuff about, like, he knows that it's specific to this day.
Lyrically, things
that sounds so complicated.
Lyrically, things get very personal. Sometimes I don't know whether to disconnect and just enjoy the lyrics, or if I'm supposed to be taking notes, because this is almost like our therapy. Joy just needs a microphone and it all comes out.
Yeah. I like to check how far I can go to before you actually acknowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
I'm not even going to get into this. There's just so many places we can go with this.
And then I'll just play some chords and hopefully Joy gets where I'm coming from. Here's a thought in D minor. Hopefully you get what I'm trying to say.
Doesn't work that way.
Fail.
All right. Well, I'm gonna play that little snippet that I caught while you were using the restroom, Jeff. This is what Joy had to say about you.
I'm so nervous.
Great. So your husband just walked into the restroom, so he doesn't know we're talking right now on air. So what do you love about him?
Oh my gosh. Well, I love so much about him. He's a really tender, sweet, and thoughtful guy, a really talented musician. Today is actually our anniversary, and we both forgot. But that doesn't mean...
Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Are we talking...
8 years.
Wedding anniversary?
Wedding.
Today's your wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
December 13th.
Yes.
8 years.
And we said the date out loud.
2010?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
And you booked an in-studio session to debut Plastic Wrap.
That's how much on we
radio
love you guys.
On your wedding anniversary. Well, I really hope that after this, you guys go and you know, have some time, you know, to just soak that in. You're in Laguna Beach. It's beautiful today.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys can go grab some brunch or what time? No. Yeah, it'll still be brunch time.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do something. We'll have a walk on the beach.
Okay, here he comes. Go away. Go away. All right, that was Joy Downer. She's going to be live in studio with her husband, Jeff, in just a few minutes. We're getting sound checks. Stay with us. Okay, now we're back to the present moment.
Amazing. Yeah.
Jeff, you took that pretty well. Joy, you are blushing.
I love that capture. It was candid and beautiful. Just like my wife on our anniversary day.
Happy anniversary, you guys. That's amazing. That is so cool. 8 years. You are an inspiration.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe it's been 8 years. That's crazy.
Flies by.
Let's just soak this in. Let's just have a moment of silence.
Nobody likes radio silence.
Let's not do that. Nobody likes that.
It just makes people uncomfortable.
All right, let's just move on actually into the next song. And I'm stoked for this one because when you guys came in studio last year, you played Caught in Your Spell live. And, you know, you did your whole, you did your magic
full
over
production.
There, full production, but now we're going to hear it stripped down acoustic.
Yeah.
This is a new thing, right?
I've never done this acoustic since the first time we ever played our first show, and we had no choice but to play it acoustic. And that was 2 years ago.
I can't wait to hear it. It's a totally different thing. You know, it's great to hear the roots of the song, like the bare bones.
This is how we wrote it. Before the production.
I think it's more exciting for us to play it like this than it would be just to play with the whole full production, at least currently. I love the production.
Sure.
Rob Kolar, I know we talked about him on our last show, but he produced our EP. Joy just got to sing with him at the Wiltern on, what was it, December 4th?
Yeah, with Shaky Graves.
With Shaky Graves.
Awesome.
You know, beautiful show. And the Kolars are such a fantastic band, and Rob is a great producer, and really fortunate to have him work on our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, this one's for you, Rob. This goes out to you. This is Joy Downer live in studio with Caught in Your Spell.
The song started it all.
You got it.
I was looking for you when you found me, and now I'm caught in between a dream and reality. I'm caught in your spell. I'm not doing well. If only I knew that you felt the same way too. I am a pebble and you're a perfect storm. I wonder if you see me there. I'm laying on the shore, and I'm caught in your spell. I'm not doing well. If only I knew that you felt the same way too. I'm caught in your spell, and I'm not doing well. If only I knew. If only I knew. I was in Ontario, you were in Orlando. I was in New Zealand, you were in New Mexico. I was in Australia, you were in America. I was looking for you, I was looking for you. I was looking for you. Yeah, I was looking for you. Were you looking for me too? Were you looking for me too? Were you looking for me too? Ooh, were you looking for me too? I'm caught in your spell, and I'm not doing well. If only I knew that you felt the same.
Wow. I love that song. And I love watching you guys perform together.
Oh, thank you.
I really do.
Thank you.
It's,
thank you.
It's just, it's heartwarming.
Oh, thank you.
And, and so was that song written? Were you guys in those different places? What was that about?
That's one of the first songs that I ever wrote. And I actually wrote that before I even met Jeffrey. Quite a long time before that.
Yeah, so all this lovey-dovey stuff today, that song is before me. No, I'm kidding.
Sorry. It's hard to imagine. It's hard to imagine.
8 years ago, it's a real long time.
What's it called? BJ, before Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. We're a dirty mind over here.
Yeah.
Tuned in at when you said BJ.
We're filthy.
Sorry. My
You're
bad.
Inappropriate.
I didn't think that one
Probably
through.
Bad but for the radio airwaves.
It's all good, you guys. All right, let's go into your song God Damn It now. No, we'll spare we'll keep it clean here on out.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a great rendition. I love the studio fully produced version, and I love that stripped down one as well.
I like doing it that way.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was just something, I don't know, probably came about last night. We figured out how to do this arrangement. And then a little bit, you know, we always kind of like doing stuff where we're a little bit underprepared because it just makes it more exciting and raw and real, at least to me. I like to be underprepared for most of my performances because then it allows for some sort of spontaneity live.
Rehearsals are for the weak.
I say that, but I do rehearse quite a bit, but I do like to have a little bit of space for something weird, something magic.
Yeah, you want
something through.
Exactly. Yeah. Anything can happen. That's the magic of being live.
Absolutely.
But I had such a great time. I'm so glad we could make this happen. I'm looking forward to more releases from you guys. I'm looking forward to the Plastic Wrap video.
Yes.
So make sure if you go and follow Joy Downer on all the social medias, because that video is coming out shortly. Mm-hmm. If you want to hear this full session, we're going to post it on kx935.com shortly. Just go search our podcast there. Joy, Jeff, you guys keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks,
seriously.
Zach.
Thank you for having us, Zach.
Yeah,
I can't wait for more music. We're gonna say goodbye with the studio version of Plastic Wrap. Mm-hmm. This thing, it has legs, guys.
All right.
Ooh. It's going places.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks, Dad.
We see right through, dancing like a robot, with no thought. You're mass-produced, and you're store-bought. You're too elated from being jaded, and you only do it for the praises. When Hollywood says it's good, then you put it on repeat. Dropping names with Washingtons, walking like a mob boss, so fabulous. And your Gucci suit that was store-bought, no hesitating, it's yours for the taking. You've gotta do it for the praises, 'cause when Hollywood says it's good, then you put it on repeat. Repeat, repeat. You put it on repeat. Do 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 Put it on repeat.